Hello and welcome to Mornings with Jesus, your daily dose of encouragement. I am your host, Joshua Scott Zeitz. All right, welcome back. We're going through the book, Mornings with Jesus, Seek and You Shall Find. This was written by me about a year or so ago, and we are jumping right into day 31. This is a second book of a three-part series, and this is called Ask. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. Several years ago, my dad, brothers, and I were playing hide-and-seek out on my grandma's farm. It was getting dark, and the places to hide were vast and many. After the count, we all scattered and went our separate ways. I proceeded to scurry underneath the electric fence and circle back around to where we started. I went inside the house, scooped myself a heaping bowl of ice cream, sat down, and watched television. Now, technically, we never said the house was off limits, but I certainly didn't give anyone a fair chance to find me. Aren't you glad God doesn't do that to us? Granted, we do have to search for him, and we do have to scour the Bible at times to find real treasures, but he isn't sitting back eating ice cream and laughing at us. When it comes to seeking in our spiritual lives, this is what I like to call the oomph factor. It's one thing to attend church once a week, listen to the pastor, rattle off his 3 points in a scripture, and then go home, forgetting most of everything he talked about. It's something entirely different to get up in the morning and have the kind of gusto mentioned in the Psalms. As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. Psalm 42 and verse 1. Or what about utilizing something I heard a pastor say? Bible before breakfast. Or how about emulating the heart and passion of Job? I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's Job 23 and verse 12. Listen, the devil hides things from us. He is sneaky, conniving, manipulative, and mean. But the Lord hides things for us. He wants us to prosper in every area of life, but sometimes we have to show some oomph if we want to see things come to pass in our lives. In other words, he's not going to do everything for us. For example, and I've had to learn this the hard way and am still learning it, God uses people to get things done. But if we isolate ourselves continually from the very people God is trying to use to bless us, how are we going to receive the blessing? As another example, God likes to set up divine encounters where we can be the answered prayer to someone else's heart cry. But if we are always worrying about ourselves, scurrying through crowds with our heads down, self-consumed, how are we to be the answer to prayer? In essence, the Bible says, "Give and it shall be given," Luke 6:38. The Lord is trying to provide opportunities for us to give. But when we are too busy, we miss those chances. Be encouraged today. God is not a one-stop shop. He has no sign in his store that screams, "You break it, you buy it." No, he is full of compassion, and he is okay with us failing, falling, and even faltering. The key is to never give up, to get back up, and to seek him with all your heart. One last thing for today. Here's a quick test to see where your oomph factor lies. The Bible says, "A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." Luke 6 and verse 45. Go ahead, give yourself a checkup from the neck up. If things that are consistently coming out of your mouth are filled with negativity, complaining, doubt, worry, fear, anything that you wouldn't repeat if Jesus or your pastor was in the room, then that's a sure sign that your heart is probably pretty low on the Word. But there's an easy fix. Fill up on the Word. Begin to seek after it with all your heart. Put God first. Seek Him daily. Make it a habit. This is something we all struggle with, so don't you dare feel bad. Just start right now. What are you asking the Lord for today? Keep seeking. Don't stop. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give in." Now we're going to go right into the Challenge Corner questions. And as I encouraged you already in the intro dedication podcast to this read-along, I really want to encourage you to take your time on these devotionals, even though I'm going through them one at a time and maybe going through them quite quickly. Don't be afraid to go back and play the devotional over and over again. If you have any problems, pause it. And also with these Challenge Corner questions, remember these aren't meant to be right or wrong answers. These are meant really just to invoke a thought in us and to get us to seek really what's on the inside of us. You know, if we really want to grow in our intimacy with the Lord, if we want to grow in our walk with Him, we've got to learn how to take a good, hard look at ourselves. You know, so instead of when we read the Bible, using it as a microscope to see the faults in other people's lives, it's a lot better rather that we see it as a mirror to see the things in our lives that need to be changed. And so as we go through these Challenge Corner questions, I'm going to do my best to answer them with honesty myself. And I encourage you to do that as well, because when we're open and honest before the Lord, and let's be real, He knows already what's in our heart. It's really not for Him, it's for us, and it's us. It's so that we can draw closer to Him. So I just want to encourage you in that. So here we go. Challenge Corner, number one, it says, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being super low and 10 being super high, how would you rate your oomph factor regarding seeking the Lord and His Word? Now, this is a hard one because for me, honestly, this is a day-by-day thing. I would say sometimes I feel like a 1, super low, you know, especially if I'm busy or maybe I don't, maybe I'm in my feelings or maybe I'm sick or I'm going through something. I'm going to be honest. I don't always feel like getting up and seeking God. And then there's other days where I feel like it's more like a 7 or 8 or even a 9. You know, maybe I'll get up and go through the Word, and then and maybe on my way to work, I'll be putting some worship music on and just praying and praying for other people and just really delving into His presence. So I think for me personally, I would say I'm somewhere between maybe a 5 to 7 on average, I would say. I would like to be higher. And I guess for this, I guess ultimately for me, in my mind at least, we want to try to be as consistent as possible, right? So if we're like one day a 1, the next day a 10, the next day a 1, the next day a 10, and we're just kind of on that yo-yo, and sometimes we do find ourselves going in that yo-yo in life. We're up one day and down the next, up one day and down the next, or even during the same day. Sometimes it can change within the hour, within a few minutes, right? Maybe we get a bad news report, or maybe we didn't get something we wanted, or maybe we get lost into this thought or that thought. And so honestly, I guess over time, as we walk with the Lord, in my mind at least, to be more mature as we walk, we want to try to be as level and balanced as possible to kind of take that pendulum swing out of our walk with Him to where instead of it being up and down and all around, I would like to be a lot more consistent in seeking Him, honestly. So that's for me. Go ahead and pause this time and really delve into that and answer that for yourself. So Challenge Corner question number 2, it says, what are some practical steps you can take today to begin upping that oomph factor? And so if we go through the devotional, really, it's, a lot of the things in the Word of God I find are very simple. And here's what I mean. When I say they're very simple, it doesn't mean they're easy. They might be easy to understand, but maybe they're not always easy to do. So it looks something like this. Okay, so if I'm low on the Word, the simple answer is fill up on the Word. The easy thing, though, is to not fill up on the Word. In other words, even though it's a simple solution, fill up on the Word, the easy thing to do is to just not seek the Lord and not read His Word, right? Because let's be honest, I'll be honest. I don't always feel like reading the Word of God. I don't always feel goosebumps when I'm reading His Word. I'm not always hearing the Word of God all throughout the day. I'm not hearing Him speak to me or anything like that. And so it takes intentionality. So I guess for me, what are some practical steps? Be intentional. A really good step, something practical you can do, Bible before breakfast. You know, so before you get up in the morning, you know, whatever your breakfast looks like, maybe you work third shift, whatever, whatever your day looks like, before you get going in your day, put the Word of God in, right? Put the Word of God in you when you don't need it so that it will come out when you do. And if you practice that intentionality of, okay, before I begin my day, I'm going to seek God. Before I begin my day, I'm going to get some Word of God in me, right? Because we cannot give what we do not have. Therefore, if I go throughout my day and this happens or that happens and I'm low down on the Word, it's going to be very hard for me to approach those situations from a biblical standpoint, right? When our emotions are high, our decision-making is oftentimes very low. Therefore, it's so important that we're filled up on the Word of God so that we have that reserve of the Word, if you will, that we can draw from to be able to approach situations. And so I would say the most practical step that I could take is to seriously just be intentional about seeking God and His Word first thing in the morning. Here we go, the last one. Have you ever lost something, your keys? Oh, and by the way, some of these challenge questions aren't really questions at all. They're more just statements. Maybe they're thought-provoking statements, and I think this is what this is. It's just really a thought-provoking statement to get you to think more on that day's topic. So here we go. Have you ever lost something, your keys, phone, wallet, remote, only to find it later on? How did you feel after finding that thing? In the same manner, when we seek God with all of our hearts, He shows us remarkable things through His Word and gives us awesome opportunities to share the gospel and be an encouragement to others. The feeling we had of finding those keys or wallet wanes in comparison. Therefore, make every effort to seek the Lord today. You will not regret it. And wow, what a wonderful way to end today's devotional, because you will not regret it. When you seek the Lord with your whole heart, the Bible says, seek me and you will find me when you seek for me with all your heart. And so no, I want to encourage you for a moment, no matter what you're facing today, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've done, no matter what life throws at you, God is for you. He's not against you. And the Bible says that His thoughts towards you are innumerable. In fact, it says over in the Psalms, it says if you could try to count the thoughts, the good thoughts that God has for you, it would be utterly futile, because His thoughts towards you are as innumerable as the sand of the sea. So I want you to be encouraged with that today. Look, God is for you. He's not against you, and He loves you. And He desires so much to have a personal, intimate relationship with you. I'm so excited about going through this book with you. Again, I just wanted to take a little extra time to explain some things. I won't always explain, you know, why we're doing this or what we're doing. We'll just kind of maybe jump into it each day. But I wanted to take a little extra time today to do that. So I also want to encourage you to make sure you're filling in with the book. You know, make sure you're marking. If you have a book, if not, you can get one off Amazon. You can just go to Amazon.com and you can type in Joshua Scott Zeitz, and it should pull up the Mornings with Jesus. You can just order it right there. I believe it's only like $15. You might even be able to get another copy. If you have any issues and you don't have a way to pay for that, please give me a shout. You can reach me over at kdzjoshua@gmail.com. That's kdzjoshua@gmail.com, and I will definitely get you a devotional to go through. You don't have to have a physical copy, but it surely does help. Again, it's a pleasure and an honor to go through this with you. And remember, until next time, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you.